Turkey is getting ready for a parliamentary election on Sunday. The ruling Islamic-oriented party, the AKP, is poised to stay in power. The party's expected electoral success doesn't mean Turkey is going to become an Islamic theocracy like Iran, but the AKP's conservative values have had an impact on what's considered acceptable in the country. The run-up to Sunday's vote was marked by a sex tape scandal that forced the resignation of 10 members of one opposition party. From Istanbul, Matthew Brunwasser filed this report.
Turkey hasn't always been so squeamish about smut. The name of this 1975 erotic comedy, Muz Sever Musun, is Turkish for Do You Like Banana? It follows the adventures of a happy-go-lucky doorman who inherits money from his uncle and becomes the life of the party. The days of mainstream Turkish erotic films are long gone. In fact, Turkey's increasing discomfort with sexual content affects ever-growing aspects of life here. This song, Pulse to Freedom, by the Turkish rapper Piton, is about the AKP government's crackdown on smut in cyberspace. The song feeds on public contempt for increasing government bans. In April, the government sent a letter to Turkish internet providers listing 138 words to be banned from domain names. Some words could be seen as porn-related, like sex, teen, or blonde, but many are just plain weird. Forbidden is forbidden, and Turks are still trying to figure out why the names Haydar and Adrian are on the list. Law professor Yaman Akdeniz says the policy creates huge problems for many Turkish citizens, even those who registered domains related to the prime minister's big new project, the Istanbul Canal.
And when you write Canal Istanbul, there is anal in it. So technically, you should not be using that word on a domain name.
While the letter said there could be criminal penalties, government officials have since backed down following public outcry, saying the letter was only advisory. Even on Istanbul's famously sordid backstreets, gentrification and morality are cleaning the place up. Here in front of Hisar Cinema, the last adult movie theater in central Istanbul, business is almost dead. The internet has certainly played a role in killing adult theaters, but patron Arif Dadalin says city officials have too. Like many secular Turks, Dadalin feels the newly public Islamic morality brought by the AK party is hypocritical and aggressive.
Namus başörtüde değildir. Ondan sonra namus yani beyindedir.
Dadalin says honor is not in the headscarf, it's in people's heads. And today's environment encourages people to be more closed-minded. He says, in my opinion, Turkey is going backwards. Many of the patrons here on Ayhan Işık Street might agree. It's filled with rock bars and outdoor cafes advertising cheap beer. Mohammed Şemşek, a waiter at the Nero Cafe, says the city is testing out an Islamic agenda by trying to prevent public snuggling.
I was here when the municipal police came and said, we don't want you to have double chairs anymore. When I asked why, they said, we don't know. I thought it was strange to make people do something without knowing the reason. I asked whether it was to keep couples apart, and the guy said, you might have a good point.
Whether or not there is any truth in Şemşek's story is hard to say, but the press paid it a lot of attention and it was widely talked about.
Everyone perceives this as a ban to prevent couples from sitting together. This perception exists and it means the AKP wants to separate the sexes like in the Arab countries.
Prudishness has always existed in Turkey to some extent. Even under secular governments, the bureaucracy cracked down on smut. Publisher İrfan Sancı is currently facing his 9th criminal obscenity case. Most of the charges were before the governing AKP came to power. He says intolerance of smut is greater today than ever, even more than centuries ago when Turkey was ruled by a sultan.
Osmanlı'da hoşgörü daha da fazla. Ben şimdi Osmanlı döneminde yayınlanmış...
Back in the Ottoman times, tolerance was much higher. Nowadays, if I were to translate Ottoman books into modern Turkish, they would stone me on the street.
The former Ottoman capital Istanbul remains both a showcase of Turkey's worldliness and a target for those trying to cleanse the country of immorality. Secular Turks have long accused the Islamists of trying to turn Turkey into an Iran-like theocracy. But while the government might want its citizens to be more pious, those fears remain just coffeehouse chatter. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser in Istanbul.